All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. name, that name that every knee will bow, that name that every tongue will confess. His name is Jesus. Yes, family, no matter how sinful or broken you are, I want you to know something that I can never even challenge. Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life, my life, or anyone who chooses him. It doesn't matter what sin you've been a part of, what people have said about you, what you've even said about yourself. Jesus is willing to save you today because it's already been done. He's died. He's paid the cost. And yes, he will forgive your sins and heal your wounds and change your complete direction. Yes, we know that following Jesus, first of all, involves sharing his love with others who need him. And yes, I'll testify, the moment I met him, I'm talking about churching him. I'm not talking about part-timing him or sometime him. I'm talking about when I part-time, full-time, went from part-time to full-time, and got to know him as my personal Lord and Savior. That's when you repent. See, getting to know Jesus is repentance, because repentance is turning completely away from yourself. That's a 360. But then you got harder work to do to take another 360 to turn to him. Oh, hallelujah. And then you'll know from that moment that he immediately gives you the privilege to do that most important thing, and that is to tell somebody about his love. Yes, for God so loved the world, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. See, that's the promise, that when we believe in him, that's the immediate interaction and activation of this relationship with God. And yes, you'll lead people, you'll sow seeds in people, but Christ is the only one that can get you or anyone to heaven. And that's our responsibility, is to embrace this privilege, to tell you, to share him, to go to wherever we're called to go, and to share this message with others and provoke them to go tell someone else. Yes, Let's Talk Jesus, live here from the Now Network Studios. We're excited for this continual opportunity to grow with each and every one of you. And I take no credit for anything. I'm just glad. I credit myself for being obedient and keeping me out of the equation and really understanding what it is to die of myself. When I think of dying to myself, it's like, you know, before it was like, oh, you know I'll die someday, and I know the physical will go back to the earth. But to be in the physical and dead in the spirit was the worst torment in my whole life. Now, one step that I'll share with everybody, that my torment came because I was a PK kid and all the other people had desires for that PK kid's life that you could never live up to and you could never reach those things. And it got hard to even continue to want to be a part and to go, because, you know, when you're rejected, not by saying leave, but be rejected by the words we speak. It is so easy to turn tail and go on and do you. And can I testify? It's so easy for me to go ahead and do my own thing instead of what I should have been doing. So who's at fault? Well, nobody's at fault. First of all, most people do the negative, the crazy things they do to us because they don't know how to do anything better. On the other hand, people just do what they know how to do or what they're used to. And we get so caught up on continuing the cycle. And I mentioned that word tonight, repent. Repent is a word that I believe everyone should be speaking on, because the cry for you and the land that God has sent you into is to preach that same message, is that to repent. But not just tell people what to do, show through example that you are repentant and you're continually repenting and you're continually reinstituting the relationship of repentance, because it must be continual that I stay turned away from me. Oh, yes, when I turn away from me, I can now turn away from me, but I could turn to God. That's why I threw that in there, that 720. Oh, yes, it's a 360 to turn away from your completely turn away from your wicked ways. But then you must turn completely to him. And it's just not a quarter way or a half way. It's a complete 360 that you must do the work to get closer to him. You must do the work to know him. You must do the work to have the same attributes that he has exemplified on his walk here on earth. Oh yeah, we're gonna open up a couple of cans of worms tonight that as we get ready to talk about Jesus, we have some substance here that we really need to hone in on and say, you know what? I need to be personal about this thing. I'd heard the message. I'd heard the principle. I'd seen the scriptures and I read it over and over again, but have I really put the work in to say I'm like Christ? Because when you're like Christ, you do like Christ. When you're like Christ, you talk like Christ, you act like Christ. You even begin to start looking like Christ, because now longer is no longer you who live, but he who lives in you. Now, number one thing, as we're talking about who am I? Who do I say I am? How do I hold myself accountable? Or am I really paying attention to not who I'm saying it to, but really what am I saying? Because the seeds I sow from the words that I speak can either deliver life or death. And we must, as like-minded believers, as covenant partners, and you know that covenant, that's something between God that now gives us an opportunity to respect each other because of God's covenant. And no longer me or no longer you, but he who lives in each and every one of us individually, that now we can know that that's what he meant by love. Mark chapter 12. Love this scripture. I loved it from the story that they were trying to trick Jesus and trying to get him to incriminate himself. Oh, my God. Don't you know you can't incriminate God? Don't you know he has an answer for every question, every doubt, every worry that you have? But when we learn to trust in him and know that we're really not here for our own sake. Oh, yeah, I know somebody out there said, well, what are we here for? I must get better. No. I get better so I can serve him better. And we're going to learn here today as we submit to him and want to talk about him. We must always be on sharp point that what we say will give life and not the appearance of death. Oh, yes, a difference. Some people say, well, there's death and life in the power of the tongue. Oh, no, you're still saying some things that's not carrying life just because they're cliche-ish or just because they sound like good. Everything that sounds good is not good. Everything that looks good is not good. But are we, watch this, conscious enough to hold ourselves to an accountability that we make sure that what we say is so encouraging that no one could misconstrue it? Because no longer am I representing me, no longer am I representing my organization or the people, I'm representing God. And I'm not talking just to the leaders. I'm talking to everybody that says you're a child of God. If you've done the crossover with us, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, you've stepped over from the available Christ that was given by his Father to us, that all we had to believe to now have access, hallelujah, to all the gifts, all the treasures, all of the nuggets of salvation that comes from God. But do we, oh, hallelujah, do we really communicate well? Do we really explain thoroughly? Do we really make sure that there is no question, no doubt that what was said was of the word of God? Oh, I tell you all the time, if you're looking for a word, go preach the word. If you're looking for a prayer, pray the word. And it's anything you need. And I have a proven track record that everything you need help with in your physical life is in this Bible. business, marriage, family, entrepreneurships, lending and borrowing. Is every principle you need is in this word of God, but are we really paying attention? Not what the story says, but what the word is ready to reveal. Watch this. When you know love and you know who created love, you know now how to move forward in life. We always want to jump ahead of the game. We always want to, instead of putting in the work, we just want to get the attributes of what we know is there for us. Oh, my God, I'm going to help somebody on this one. Because just because you know it's there for you, if you have not done the work to receive, watch this, the honor to serve God with it, then you're wasting your time. Because everything I do, it must be for him. Everything you do must be for him, and it must be dedicated. It can't be halfway. It can't be a little way. It must be all. Watch this. Now, I'm not going to go over the story. You know, they tried to trick him. Blah, 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 blah. But watch this in verse 29 when Jesus answered them, because they said, which is the first commandment of all? Number one thing, before we start preaching and teaching and doing all types of things, I'll give you a couple of steps today that I'm working on daily. You say, well, man, you got a good word. Oh, it's not enough. It's not good enough. Because tomorrow's a new day. I must have a new word because everything in God is done new. It's final, complete, and finished. But am I going to do it new? Oh, yes. I know you you knew I was going to throw this one in there. People always talking about God is doing a new thing. I can't get that. I just can't agree with that because the word says everything God has done is finished and complete. It's final. You can't add to it. You can't take from it. But it says God requires an account of the past. That's me. I gotta fix my past. That's you. You gotta fix your past. But watch this. Jesus said to him, first of all, the first of all the commandments is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. Now he's talking, he's talking in plural. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. And then in verse 30, it transferred over. Let me talk to you one-on-one. So whatever you thought your name, put your name in this. Watch this. He says, and you, Edward, shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, not somebody else's, with all your soul, not somebody, with all your mind, not somebody else's, with all your strength. So it means, first of all, I have to perfect love. And that's giving him my best, my all, everything is to him. And somebody, that man, that's too religious. I can't achieve that. Yes, you can. When you know that he ain't worried about none of this physical stuff out here. He ain't worried about your car, your house. He is looking for the treasures that is laid up for you in heaven that you're preparing yourself for. And it starts with love because you must love him with your all. It takes you out of the equation. It removes you out of the contract. It now puts everything that says my will is no longer, but your will that lives in me. Watch this. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it is this, you shall love your neighbor. Ain't talking about your cousin, your mama's neighbor, your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Now, I look at that and I say, well, wow, where's the others? There's more commandments. There's more. Well, he showed me if I could just fix this in my life, I'll be ready to go to the next level. Oh, come on. Somebody say tonight, next level. See, if I can fix the love in my life, knowing that, first of all, my love has nothing to do with me. My love has to do with nothing but God. Evangel Virginia on Friday nights, 52 Weeks of Love is explaining to us is that God loves us more than just seven ways, in multiple ways. But I cannot experience love until I know what that love is and the cost it he paid for me and that love, that now I can give it back to him. Oh, we always want to run too fast. We want to go try to do our own thing because we think we're a little educated in love now. And we go to outside and mess up relationships because we did not perfect. See, I said we could not leave the love doctor unless we loved him with our all and then learn to love our neighbors as ourselves. Now, I still have not, watch this, interacted with you yet. because I need to perfect some things. We need to perfect some things. See, anything done over and over again is called repetitious. And when you do something repetitious, I guarantee you what will happen. It will become easy. Anything that's easy, now you have a pleasure. Oh, Jesus, you're going to do it often, and now you have a habit. See, some of us have not put enough work in. And believe me, I'm not pointing fingers. They point at me first. But some of us have not put enough work in to be worthy of the gift or what has been laid up for us. It's time to get the shovel. It's time to get the anvil. It's time to go to work. But where do I start at? I start at in the love relationship with God. And don't think you got it together, because you don't. Don't think you perfected it. No, you haven't. You never will. You must always continually work. Now, like I say, going to the next level means you have not, you've went to the next level, but you haven't gotten off the hook to still have to love. See, a lot of us get a certificate on the wall and we figure, oh, I don't have to do that no more. They can look at my plaque. They can look at my this. They can look at my this. They can see my cars. They can see I'm making it because of this. And they don't know the turmoil that we're going through because of lack of credit and no capital and no assets. We borrowing and taking from Peter to pay Paul and John, Luke and Paul and everybody else instead of perfecting. I cannot preach that loud enough, that perfection is what God is looking for us, and stop just jumping to the next thing. Finish what you started. Finish it in excellence because you started it in excellence. I tell you all the time, how you start anything is the way you will finish. You can't blame who didn't show up. You can't put it on somebody else. You cannot call it. It all starts with me. If I want better, I must do better. If I want to see change, I must see it in me. But it must be through perfecting the principles of loving God with my all. All my heart, all my soul, all my mind, all my strength, everything. And then I can learn the principle. I still haven't interacted with you. I can learn the principle of how to love my neighbor as myself, because my neighbor is me. That's going to catch up to you on the flip side right there, because my neighbor is me. I used to be just like that. Oh, I can't deal with them. That reminds me too much of me. Oh, no. Oh, I got to go the other way. God didn't send me here to minister to them. That's me. Oh, I'm preaching to myself. Oh, no. I didn't want to listen either. Oh, I was throwing things at people, CeCe, because we have not learned. First of all, by loving myself, I have to forgive myself. See, when I forgive myself, I'm going to get this in there tonight. Several times you're going to hear this forgiveness. But I must now learn to forgive myself, because a lot of us are still in damnation, self-damnation, that God has even released, people have still released, but we still want to say, if I would have, could have, should have. That's one of those self-hate modes. If this would have happened, or if that would have happened. I'm going to tell you something now. When I realized that my life started today, now, 0 to 5 seconds, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, consistently, 365 days, 24/7, I'm consistently growing in God. When I realized that, the work began. And then the doors opened, and then the situations came, and then the people, and then the agreements, and then the partnerships come, because you're doing the work to, first of all, love yourself. How do I start loving myself? By not spending time around something that wasn't trying to love me like God had. And that's not physical. We're still talking spiritual. And anytime you hear me teaching to myself, preaching to myself, I ain't talking about physical. This physical is dead. It's in a process of decay right now. I am not as young as I was just 5 seconds ago. This flesh is going back from which it came, but my spirit, the one that he says, I don't want to jump there. Ooh, not yet. Because I must perfect this principle to know that if I don't have the love relationship with God already perfected, I don't really believe in him. because I still see, as long as I still think I can do it on my own, or still think my mama's name mommy money, or my homeboy this, or the old game or the old this could get me through, I'm still living my way. And I haven't loved him with my all. I haven't put me on the altar of sacrifice. I'm still sitting there saying, I'll do it, God. But where's the ram in the bush? I'm in the position like I'll kill myself and I'll sacrifice me on the thing. But I know you're gonna send another goat or another lamb or another. No. We have to be so drastic for Jesus that when we die of ourselves, we really die of ourselves. And it's not an overnight trend. It's not an overnight a miracle. Not in the flesh, because the flesh is in rebellion to the spirit. And guess what? If you didn't know this, the spirit is in rebellion to the flesh. They do not like each other. They are constantly at war with trying to take control. Yes, they are. You know it as well as I do. You know you shouldn't be doing that. The flesh is always trying to tell you to do it. You know it's not healthy. You know it's not nutritious. You know it's not a good relationship, but the flesh still want that, ooh, because it's so good. Oh, yes. The flesh will always try to make you feel like it's so good, but feelings would be just like that, a feeling. And when our senses are involved, we are not loving God. We are still loving ourselves. I could just do it once. We're still loving ourselves. See, total surrender is that he's one God, but he's one God to me. Oh, my God. Oh, no, you better get your turn, because what God has for you is for you, and you better now claim it that I'm here with my one God so I can give him my all of my everything, all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, all my strength, because now I got some work to do to love my neighbor as myself, because I got to learn to love me. Then I can really learn to love you. Oh, yeah. See, the next level comes is now that I understand love, watch this. You recognize love. Oh, Jesus. It don't come through a physical little tingle. It comes from a spiritual explosion. Because now you are familiar, my God, with love. So now you can go have a little talk with love. See, when you talk to love, that means you want to act like love. You want to embrace love. And when you have a conversation with somebody, you are really there to obtain information. We have so many idle conversations. So many idle conversations. This subject was up today on Guiding Light Ministry, International Ministries. What's the word for today with Apostle Whitfield? We were talking about what was the greatest work that Jesus did on this earth that I must do. Well, if you go in order, you must learn to love first. How do you love? By repenting and being forgiven and now forgiving others, that now you can be forgiven in heaven. See, we always skip the process and think we can get over and just start praying without knowing how to first be forgiven, then to forgive, and then be loved by God that you can love yourself. Because now you know what communicating to him is. You don't have to ask somebody, how do I talk to God? Because God is now in you and you relate to him through love. But you go to work. Come on, it's time to go to work. Say I'm going to work. I'm going higher tonight. I'm not going to sit dormant. I'm going to another position in God. Oh, yeah, I perfected this. Now, I told you, you're not off the hook and you have not gotten a diploma. Just because you perfected something means you got to work at it every day. Love. I'm going to give him my all. I know how to start my day now. Give him my all. Get me out of it. So I can now abide in him. He'll abide in me. I can have some communication with him. And then I can go to work. I love John 14. We read that today, and I'm not going to go down to the works part. But in John 14, as we were reading that today, in the first verse, it says, let not your heart, what's your heart? Not in your chest, your mind. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now, let me tell you something. And somebody probably knows what I'm going to say. If belief is not already perfected in you, you got to go back to the drawing board and learn love. It's very simple. We think we could get by Some of us are not having because we have not asked, and then we haven't asked because we didn't believe, and then we didn't believe so we couldn't achieve, and then guess what? We're right back where we started from. But if I change my mind, it'll change everything else, because now my thoughts are no longer my thoughts. I have woke up in my mind. I have got up in my thinking. I am moving in my purpose. But it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. If you have not perfected the belief, it negates everything, because you're still in the realm of what we call here on the network, from the available to the accessible. Oh, there's a line drawn. And you cannot enter from the available, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, until you believe that you will not perish but have everlasting life. See that leap over, it means you have took a leap of faith. Now faith, Hebrews 11, 1, is now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. You cannot prove it with the physical. One of my mentor's favorite sayings, he said, don't you know facts are in rebellion to faith? If you see it on the outside, you can't prove it in faith. And if you see it in faith, you sure can't prove it on the outside. Unless you with some like-minded believers that have the same like-minded faith, the same like-minded love, oh my God, the same like-minded trust. Not in man, but in God, because my heart is not troubled. Well, you don't have this. What am I troubled for? Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. See, some folks still think you're going to be living in a shack. Because your mind and your mentality is only shack mentality. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If I think I'm only going to have this, I'll never have more. Oh, but when you learn to talk to him, you know that in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told you. This is so important. I go to prepare a place for you. My question today is what should you be doing? Oh, and I know my covenant partners out there. So I know I'm preparing my place self for the place that is prepared for me. See, we go to work because now I work the love. Oh, and I strong at this thing. So I know I'm not going to go back. I put a line in the sand. There's that place of no return. Pastor, you'll never go there again. But I'm still must grow in love. Because guess what? Just because you overcome one obstacle, here comes another one. And you better know that we are, watch this, we are going to be tried. We are going to go through. And some people say, well, you scare people. No, I don't. I'm waking you up to say, if you think it's a peaches and cream roll, you better check yourself now and know you are enlisted. And the times that we are going to see that are going to be rougher have not even began. This is a war. A war to stand on the promises of God, a war to believe in his love, a war to walk by his word and to trust in him with how much of our heart? All of our heart, and lean not on our own understanding, because he will get the glory and we'll still be in a position to worship him. Don't you know how important it is to respect God? He's given us so much. The new covenant. Because of the old one. Remember in Hebrews 8, it was faulty. And so he came back and destroyed the old covenant, but he sent a new priest. A priest that now gave you access to the heaven. A new priest that gave you access to the Father. A new priest that opened up the Holy Spirit that would comfort you. That you didn't have to go through a physical priest or worry about being tarnished in a worldly faith. You had to get your mind right that your spirit could live. And now prepare myself. Oh, I'm going to work now, because I have to know that, see, and some people say, why haven't you talked? Well, how can I talk about anything or anyone or any situation if I don't have myself together? And how can we continue to point fingers and even if you aren't right, that's not my business. I promise you. Now, hold up. Covenant partners and people in the mentor program, you already know our agreement. We're going to keep it 100 and we're going to grow. But in the midst of everybody else, look, that is not my concern. certain people that I've been assigned to, if I see something, if I feel that I'm going to say something because that's the assignment. But on the other hand, me being concerned about how much you pray, how much you give, how much you this, how much you that, that is our biggest problems. We always worried about somebody else's. And then we keep our mouths on them and they keep blocking our blessings. I'm telling you now, shut your mouth. That's my, you know, guys, I'm talking this all the rest of this season. Shut your mouth. It's not your business. It's out of your control. It's so what? That's on them and God. And let me tell you, if you didn't know this, he's not coming back for the group. I know we got some good partnerships, some good fellowships together. But when he comes, oh, Jesus, he coming for me. Oh, yes, and he coming for you too. But he ain't coming like, well, I'm going to get you five together. He going to come with me one-on-one and say, I gave you every opportunity to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Have you ever studied and know that was the first sermon that Jesus ever preached? John was just proclaiming it. Jesus preached it. Oh, Jesus. He preached it with fire. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And was standing right there before man, willing to give himself. Found it. No reputation. No reputation in being a servant. He felt it, no reputation to even being God in the flesh. He just felt it, watch this, obedient. So you got to learn to serve and to mind somebody. It doesn't have to be man. You better learn to mind God and serve God. He's available for us today. That we can know that it's time to pray. We said today on the broadcast, prayer is the answer, but we're not praying the right prayer. I'll just say it right now. James says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know what that means? That means what you pray, you get. You receive what you pray. Well, why ain't that car came? Because you was praying for a car. Why ain't get that new job? Because you was praying for the new job instead of praying for the right mind to go to work on time, to go in excellence on your interview, and to be a leader and not a follower. Oh, my God. See, the Spirit will now lead you to be in order. And that costs work, too. I cannot overemphasize, family, that everything we do for God, it will last when we work hard for it to last. And this is me. I must go like this. I must go to the highest. I must stretch myself. I must provoke myself. I must push myself. And yes, I want to help you and encourage you, but you got to learn to push yourself. You got to learn to want to talk about Jesus. You got to want to learn to make it a priority to pray. Man of God said today, he just said some things just so confirmation. When you first start trying to pray, I'm going to tell you right now. Well, first, when you start reading the Bible and trying to pray, first thing you're going to do is go to sleep. The enemy has a spirit of slumber. And that goes from the head to the top. All of us are attacked with that at first. And then we'll excuse and say, I've just been in his presence. Uh-uh, you was in your presence, snoring, slobbering, and sleeping. But when we are dedicated to him, you got to wake up in your mind. That's not sitting in the bed. That's getting up and not running to the bathroom. I'm going to lift my hands and give him his best. Can I abide in you? Body, you can wait. You going to suffer. That's my fast this morning. Then I'm going to put my spirit before my flesh. Ho, somebody ain't ready to do that one, huh? You can't control yourself and say, no, I know I'm going to handle myself, but I must make priority in my life. Wake up, get up, move in your purpose. It's just not a cliche or a say. It's a perfected, watch this, principle by the word of God. Wake up in your mind. That means to get up in God. John 15, abide in him, he abides in you. See, you've already started your day right. Oh, my God. Because now anything you ask in his name, you what? Will have. Then get up in your thinking. Well, you can't sit there and just hope stuff to happen. You have to be a thinker, not a filler or a doer. You have to be a thinker. So the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also Christ Jesus. You were studying yesterday. You prayed this morning. You prayed some more. Let that mind go to work. Let him make some of them corporate decisions for you. Let him make some of them new relationships for you. Let him let the words of his mouth and the meditation of his heart be in you as the meditation and the words of your mouth, and let it translate because it sounds just like him. And now you're moving on in your purpose, because your purpose is to die of yourself. Oh, but you got help along the way, because now you're already in his will, not yours. You've already taken your mind out the equation. So when you go to die of yourself, it's very simple, because you've already released it. And now you can move on into your day, because you got to see better in others. You got to know that my purpose is to die of myself. That is constantly showing someone God cares for them. Not for them to join, not for them to follow, not for them. Now, we need to stay connected. We need to grow networks that really believe and trust in each other. But don't you know people need to find God on their own? And we need to keep preaching these sermons that's telling them you can make it through the narrow gate. All you got to do is trim off some of that physical fat. I said that this morning to somebody. They said, Pastor, you is out of your mind. Yes, it's a narrow way. But most of us can't get through because we got too much physical baggage. We got so much hurt, pain, anger that is just filling us up that we can't get through the narrow gate. And yet we make an excuse that the few will make and the many will die. No, I want to open up the door of the few larger by saying you can do it too. You got to go to work. And it's not just paying a $5 tithe. It's going to work. It ain't about nothing physical. God will provide for you to be able to provide for others. But until you get it right on the inside, perfection, start to work in the work. Oh, yeah, it's a hard journey, but it's going to be a consistent journey. And here, let me just break your bubble on this one. The higher you get, the higher you're going to have to go. And that mindset, see, Jesus, Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world. That you can do 5 push-ups and enough, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is what good and acceptable unto God, not man. Oh, somebody going to leave here today and say, you know what, man, I got to go to work. And I'm glad I got a word tonight that's encouraging me, that encouraged myself. You, I'm talking to somebody tonight, you are the minister. Y'all heard me talk. Y'all heard me preaching Crazy Larry last week. When Crazy Larry ran to Jesus, he was made whole. He was made clean. But he couldn't hang with Jesus no more, because Jesus said, go tell everybody the goodness that I have, the mercifulness I've shown you, all the good work that the Lord has shown you. Some of us are still sitting in the, we talked about the wilderness earlier. Some of us are still in the wilderness, not because you can't get out, because you don't want to get out. Don't you know the Israelites had a 40-day journey from the end of the Red Sea when they came out of the exit of the Red Sea? It was a 40-day journey to the promised land. But because of disobedience, because of self, because of the unwillingness to obey God, it took them 40 years. Who out there today is still in your 40-year wilderness period? And it was only 40 days he was asking of you. But you couldn't keep it up. You couldn't. You had to give in to yourself. You had to do this. When he said, all I wanted was 40 days. Your wilderness, all of us have one. But some of us are still sitting in a 40, a 80, and a 60-year wilderness time because we don't want to get out of it. We've gotten content with just enough. We've gotten content with the manna. We've gotten content with the disobedience. Oh, but it's time to cross over. That's what this is all about. It's time to cross over to the other side. See, something never, ever done before, because new is something that you cannot replicate, duplicate, and try to tell me you heard it, because that's from God. Can't be added to or taken from, my God. Read Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Read the whole chapter. But it's a time for everything under the sun. But it's also everything is done by God. It's finished, complete, and complete, over, finished, done. And stop trying to recreate God thing and get in what God has already created. And know that it's for each and every one of us. I want to encourage somebody tonight, oh my God, that you've been talked about. You've been scorned. You've been told you were no good. Why you keep trying? Let me tell you right now, you need to release it. Now you say, how do I do that? Every negative word that you've heard, you need to put a positive word in. And if you don't know somewhere, hang out around here enough. You'll hear enough positive word from here because you were beautifully made by God. God chose you. He knew your name. Oh my God. Before the foundation of this world, you are special to God, but man has got involved. And because of their hurts and because of their pains have now deposited into you the negativity that's holding you back. Oh, I know someone out there say, I'm going crazy. If you think you're crazy enough, yes, you will. Oh, I think I'm depressed. If you think you're depressed, you will become depressed. I think I'm fat. If you don't get a better diet and stop thinking it, you'll never change it. It starts in the mind. You can go get a Jenny Craig, but if you don't change your mind, you can go to a drug rehab, but if you don't change your mind, you'll go right back from which you came. See, it all goes back to completing and perfecting the word of God, that now when we teach this word, it's not trying to get an amen. It's trying to say, man, I got to go to work. Yeah, hold you accountable. Preach a word that's going to make you say, man, I got to get it together. I'm not living up to what the word, if that's the same, if I'm going to study it, and I'm telling you now, don't take my word for it. Please listen to the archives later. If you're on Facebook or anywhere, the link at the bottom of it, anybody I sent the text to, that link for this message is good forever. And if you got one last week, that's good for that week. They never end. We have over 1,800 archive messages here available all the way back from 2011, available here on this network that is available to go back and listen to this word. But I would tell you right now, you got to make it your word. And you got to grow to now develop yourself and to encourage yourself and preach to yourself. Someone may not ever share this, and I'm going to open the lines up after this. But I was sharing earlier about 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. If anyone is in Christ Jesus, new creation, old things have passed away. But behold, all things become new again. And most people stop right there. And before I open up the lines, I want to just... it's probably going to put somebody, they're going to say, I'll put you under the bus. Well, oh, well, if I don't do it, somebody going to do it. I'll take full responsibility. But I want you to go to 18 in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. This is where we really don't preach and we really don't even expose it because we want everybody to think it's that all things have become new and leave it right there. But then it says in verse 18, now all things are of God. See, that makes you, that's one of them slap yourself in the face with that one. Stop thinking you are in control. Stop thinking that you are all that you are not. Now, I'm not saying that you may, I hope you're confident in yourself, but I'm saying when we think we are equal to God, when we think we made it to a certain plateau that we got it going, we don't. We need him. Without God, we cannot reach heaven. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. But watch this. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us, talking to everybody now, the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed us the word of reconciliation. Now, you see, he said he committed to us first the ministry of reconciliation and now the word of reconciliation. Let me make it plain and sensible. Not sensible, plain and sensible. Reconciliation is this, righting the wrong, making the crooked way straight. And you'd be like, I thought God was going to do that for me. No, sister and brother, it's up to you. You have to first fix the past. You have to take an accountability. And I know you were hurt. I know somebody did you wrong. I know they shouldn't have done this. They shouldn't have done that. But when I really looked at me, I should have never been there in the first place. I knew it wasn't for me. I knew it wasn't the right situation. I don't care if they say, you say that all the time. I'm going to say it until it blows out my head. You must let people off the hook because you were responsible. 99.9% of everything that ever happened to you, you were 99% responsible for that because, now watch this, you shouldn't have been there. Now, I know some people out there saying, well, I was just, listen, when we learn to forgive, that means I let everybody off the hook. I don't blame myself and I don't beat myself down. I take responsibility to say, you know what, it's up for me. It's up to me to forgive. Because the Bible says, if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. See, without forgiveness, you can't have love. Without forgiveness, you can't have prayer. And without prayer, you can't have relationship. And today is the day that the Lord has made that you're going to change everything. And now's your time to step up and do what God has called you to do, because I'm doing what I know I need to do. If I want better, I must do better. And this starts with me. The lines are open. If you want to talk Jesus with me tonight, dial one. We want to bring you into the board and let you share tonight on this dynamic subject of, first of all, finishing strong and completing what God has put there for us tonight. Go ahead, dial one. Don't be scared. You know, I throw somebody under the bus now, so I'm just playing. I'm not doing no bus driving tonight. Go ahead and dial one and come on in. James Hudson, my brother out of Houston, Texas. What's up, man of God?
Oh, what's going on with my brother? What's going on? Trying to get these lads
on fire.
Yeah, right. I'm exhausted, man. But I've been listening to the word, man. And hey, man, the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, bro. So we got to endure it to the end. Put in the best that you can put in, man. Because at the end, that's all that's gonna count. So that was a mighty word, man. I'm just always just so inspired when I get a chance to listen in and get that extra dose. Because we need it all throughout the week, and I'm glad to see you've been on, all this time during the week, man. Because you know, just to stop in and get that little booster shot, or that B12, or whatever you want to call it, just go ahead and
that's
get
right,
it in,
yeah.
Man, and give you some energy, man. Just remind us, man, that we're all out here on this battlefield, you know. And it is a battle, man. And every day, I tell you, it's like we run out of ammunition, have to kind of go back to the well. But it's tough, man. And but I mean, we just got to stand firm. You know, that's just the bottom line.
Yes.
Man up, as you said. We got to man up.
And
I'm like I said. I'm
hey, look, even on Let's Talk Jesus, we need to man up, woman up,
yeah,
family
right,
up.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, it's family up, woman up, you know, the whole bottom line. Just,
the whole body.
Yeah, we got to put our best foot forward, man. The enemy is definitely attacking, man, and people are leaving out of here. I can't tell you how many funerals I'm just going through back to back to back. And oh my God, it's just. I mean, young, old. You know, it used to be a time. I tell somebody, it used to be a time when you were expecting to go to, you know, to your grandma's funeral. Somebody's 85, 90 years old or something. Now these young people, 18, 19, 20 years old, we're saying goodbyes to. You know, this is some serious stuff, man. And,
did you bring that up?
It's serious. So we got to do our part, man. I don't really have a lot to say tonight. I just wanted, because I'm, but I was listening in. And I just wanted. I'm always encouraged. I want you to know that I'm always lifting you up, man, through my prayers, and just let God keep using. I know it's not easy what you're trying to do, all those things that God have you doing, and you know, and I know that's not easy. Because when you start moving around and people start seeing that God is taking you to another level, man, that's when people look trying around every corner trying to find see if you're gonna fall. But that's all right. If you slip and fall, you got to get up. It's just like us, our children. I was telling my daughter the other day,
that's right.
You know, there may be some things you do that disappoint me, but you will always be my child. Just know, nothing you're going to do to stop me from loving you, and that's the way God is. There ain't nothing we're going to do that's going to stop him from loving us. So he knows, you know, that there may be times we're going to slip and fall. We got to get up and keep moving, man. So God bless you. Keep his arms of protection around you is my prayer. And to all those people that are listening on this broadcast tonight, may he just be show them favor, God, and keep them protected all the days
Amen.
Of their lives. So, God,
well, you know, we praying for you, man. You know, my biggest prayer, man, is for better, for worse. It's time. I've been sending moaning messages, and I'm like, hey, y'all, we need to all bombard James.
Yeah, Yeah. Every time I look at that little clip, I say, man, that was really something. But I'm working on something, man. You'll see by the whole first of the year, we're coming on to get this thing. This time we do it, we're going to make sure we get it right. And so we can try to bless some of God's people. So God bless you, man.
Praise God. God bless you too, brother. All right, man. I love you, man.
Love you too.
Minister Terry, welcome to Let's Talk. Can we talk Jesus?
Oh, yes. You know, Pastor, we could talk Jesus all the time, all day long, all night long, anytime, anywhere. Glory be to God. I tell you, you said, I touch and agree with James Hudson. You said a word tonight. And I'm taking it personal. It's my word. And you said, Pastor, a lot of us are in the wilderness because we do know better because we know no one better. And you said something else tonight, that word of God, that word of God has all life's principles. But I'm telling you, family, people, and we, you know, if you don't know no better, you read everything under the sun. But the first thing you should be reading is his word. And I tell you, Pastor E, when I read his word and meditate on it, I am ministering to myself. Mm. Oh, glory be to God, because I tell you, there's so much in there. There's so much information. Like you said, you never graduate. You just keep elevating. There's so much every day. And I tell you, his word of God, if we don't understand, I thank God because we have you, the Now Network, all the ministers and pastors, evangelists, apostles, affiliated, that we can contact to get an understanding. He told us in all you're getting, get an understanding. And you said some things tonight that forgiveness, ooh, Jesus, people don't realize until you read the word of God, forgiveness, that's a big sin. You don't forgive others of whatever it is, the Heavenly Father won't forgive you. My God.
Yes, my God.
My God. I tell you, repo. Repo. You know, I love that repo. What you do repetitively is like if you like James Hudson at the gym. What you do repetitively becomes easy. And then I tell you, you do it with pleasure. You have passion about it. Then you want to do it so often. And then it becomes a habit.
Oh, my God.
Take a bad habit and replace it with a good habit. I tell you, Pastor E, I know personally, I can testify, Jesus has changed my life. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, less of me and more him. I have to tell myself, and I call on him. I call on him sometimes to tame this flesh so I can stay in the spirit of love, the love of God. I tell you, Pastor E,
get intentional. Lord, fix me. I'm about to lose my mind. Fix me, Lord.
I was calling him Jesus.
Ooh,
you know
Jesus,
what? You
Jesus.
Said something, though. Repent, but repenting, it is an ongoing thing. If it's something small, anything, sometimes we forget to repent over little small things, and we know small
That's
sin,
right.
big sins, they're all the same. I tell you.
Man.
Ooh, you've been on
Bless
fire.
You.
I thank God.
Bless you.
Bless
oh,
you
yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. I done hooked up with Guiding Light Ministry. I was over there preaching at 3:00 and then got off of there at 5:00. So the same anointing bounced over here. And I had a whole, last night I was on fire. I had something that, and I couldn't just go there today. God said, no. I need you right here. And
Glory
I said,
to
okay.
God.
I said, okay. I just started crying. And I said, I'll be obedient. Yes, sir. And I pray that, because I got a word. I do this. I cheat, y'all. Tonight, I will listen to the archive of this message before I go to bed. And I get blessed every time because there's a word for me in there. And I just pray that you were able to receive something. If you did, dial one and give us a comment, shout out, need prayer, dial one. And I'm going to put this shout out for you. You may not know the Lord is your personal Lord and Savior, but you heard something tonight that said, wait a minute, you mean that I could do it? Like, you mean I could really make this happen? Yes, you can. Dial one. We want to invite you in the house. You could be just like me right now. You just got to go to work. And let God, his favor be in your life.
Amen.
Ali, how are you, my brother? That's right. Ali, out of San Diego, how are you, my brother?
Man, I'm doing great. The Most High continue to lead you and lift you, great brother. I know you ain't got much time, so I just want to be real quick. And I just want to say this past Saturday, I went to Alao's funeral, you know, Alao's funeral. And one of the guys asked me, he said, "You know Lao?" And I said, "No, I don't know Lao." He said, "You know love?" I said, "Yeah, I know love." He said, "I know love too." And that was an Asian Laotian man. So we hugged each other on love because I didn't know Lao.
Oh, no. Ooh, come on now. Hallelujah. Replace love in there. We can all get along. How you doing,
Amen.
Man? You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. I'm always great. I claim great every day, man. I don't claim nothing else but great and goodness, brother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, man. We're just excited to have you on board, man, and to just be giving your input here. It's awesome. Can't wait to get your man up. And I got something else we're going to talk about, too. So God bless you. Anybody else want to get in here? We got a few minutes. We can extend it a couple of minutes for anybody, especially if you got prayer. Go ahead and dial one right now. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you're live on Let's Talk Jesus. Can we talk Jesus?
Yes, we can.
Amen. I know we can. Look, I know we can. If I don't hear you, I know it's just need to get you off mute. But I know we can, woman of God.
Yes, man of God, we can talk Jesus. We can talk Jesus. You know what? There is so many other things we can talk about.
Mm.
But it's nothing. It's nothing no better. It's nothing no awesome. Nothing so powerful than to talk about the Jesus, the love of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I love the Lord. I love walking with him, talking with him, just having fellowship with him. It's nothing else, man of God, and those who are listening that we can talk about but Jesus. Jesus is the reason that we are living. Jesus is the reason that we are still alive. Jesus came for the sins of the world. He said, "I came to seek and save those who was lost." Jesus came for the lost sheep of Israel. He came to save us from our sin. And some of us are still messed up from the floor. Some of us, like you just said about the wilderness experience, some of us are still in the wilderness. We need to come out of the wilderness. You still in the wilderness, eating manna. When Jesus went into the wilderness to pray and was tempted by the devil, Jesus did not stay in the wilderness. He came out and met the devil head on. And he began to speak the word, "It is written." And Satan quoted the word back, "It is written." And Jesus told a man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We're not supposed to be in the wilderness. It's just like the disciple that was on the boat. And when Peter saw someone walking on water, it was Jesus coming from up in the mountain from praying. And Peter said, "Lord, if that's you," because at first they thought it was a ghost. And Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, bid me. Let me come out on the water where you are." Peter wanted to get out of the boat. Because Peter had radical faith. Peter got out of the boat, and Jesus said one word to Peter. He said, "Come." And all the rest of the disciples, they stayed on the boat. Nobody got out of the boat but Peter.
That's right. That's
Nobody
right.
got out but Peter. Went, "Ooh, Jesus."
That's it.
Nobody got out the boat but Peter. And Peter began to say, I hear some preachers say he sang. No, he did not. He began to sing. And Jesus reached out.
Come on now.
Jesus reached out and grabbed him with his hand. And Peter said, "Oh, Lord, save me." Jesus reached out and he saved Peter. And he walked Peter back to the boat. And there are some people out there listening at me tonight. They still in the boat. But you need to get out of the boat and go to Jesus. I'd rather get out of the boat, man of God, where the rain and the wind is over my head, and go out on the water where Jesus is.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Come out of the wilderness. Get out of the boat. Run to Jesus. Run. I'm running to Jesus. I heard you say that the other night. Get out of the boat. Come out of the wilderness. Wherever you are, come out and run to Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Come to Jesus. Why, like they say, while the blood is running warm in your veins. Come to Jesus. Man of God, you have brought an awesome word tonight. When you talked about the wilderness experience, you talked about love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. I love God with all of my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. You got to love him because he first loved us.
Yes, Jesus.
He first loved us. Love him with all of your heart, all of your soul, your mind, and your strength. I love him with every part of me. I love him with all of my DNA. I love him. And whenever you talk about Jesus and talk about the blood, it does something to me.
My God.
Because if it had not been for Jesus, where would
if
I be?
If it had not been.
If it had not been for him, where would I be? I'd be still doing the same old, same old. Got saved, met Jesus one day, and got saved. Gave my life to Christ. And I was sharing it with everybody I meet. I was on the phone sharing Jesus, and you thought I was losing it, but no, I was losing it when I was out there serving the devil.
Oh, my God.
But when
Thank
I
you,
met
Jesus,
and I had an experience with Jesus, Jesus took me from the guttermost and brought me up to the uttermost, and I have not been the same. I'm a warrior of Christ. I'm a warrior of Christ, man of God. And I love
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I love to talk Jesus. Jesus. And you have said so much tonight. If anyone on the line is listening, I hope they got something out of your sermon tonight, your word tonight, your topic or whatever. I hope they got something out of what you said. When you talked about Crazy Larry, I was sitting here that day, and I was laughing, and I was laughing. Because, yes, I had a Crazy Larry in my neighborhood.
Yes,
and
we did. Everybody did.
Yes. Crazy Larry. And guess what? They still got some Crazy Larrys out there.
Oh, yes.
But when you see them, do not God do, say, look at that preacher. Look at that deacon. That's a choir. That's a whole church. Yes, I love
yes.
to talk about
yes.
Jesus, man of God. I love to talk about it. There's nothing else you can talk about, but oh yeah, you can talk about other things, fried chicken, whatever. But guess what? It's nothing no better than talking
nothing
about
like
Jesus.
My Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
I love him.
Amen.
I love him. I love him. Hey,
we love him. We love him. We love him. We love him. We love him.
We love him. And if anybody out there don't know Jesus, have not met Jesus, have not had the experience to know Jesus, oh Lord, I would love to meet him. I love to share Jesus. I love to tell them, hey, if you're not saved, come on, I introduce you to Jesus. I lead
yes,
you
that's
to
what
Jesus.
We're here for. If it's just one.
I lead you to Jesus. Yes. And something else you said about John the 14th chapter, verses 1. I'm just writing, got little notes everywhere. When you talk about John the 14th chapter, verses 1. When Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, he was saying, don't let it be afraid. He was talking to his disciples because he's getting ready to depart and leave and go away to his father to tell him that I'm going to prepare a place for you. In that place, he said, there's many mansions. And when you said that, I said, oh, yeah, I got a mansion there. And then I looked back, I said, no, it's a castle. I have such a big mansion in heaven. It looked like a castle to me. Are y'all there?
Oh yeah, we here. You and you better see it as a mansion, as a castle.
Yes.
Put your name on it.
I see it. You, my name is on it. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't even let it be afraid. You know, there's an antidote for your heart, and that's Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Somebody out there tonight needs Jesus.
Jesus.
Who's Lord? Jesus. I was walking through this house, man of God, and I'm going to get off this air. I was walking through here, and all I was saying came out of my mouth was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I was just calling him. I just called him about maybe a good 15 minutes. Because when you call on the name of Jesus, there's power in his name.
Yes, it is.
There's power in his name. Whatever it is you're going through, call on. I dare you to call on his name. Jesus.
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 Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Call on him. I say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Power. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, man of God.
He's worthy. God bless you, woman of God. You guys can listen.
You
guys can you guys can meet Evangelist Virginia here every Friday night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. 52 weeks of love every Friday night. Take a couple more minutes. If somebody wants to dial one, go ahead. Don't be scared. Oh, did I say that like that? Don't be scared. No. Pastor, you got it silly, y'all. We want to just bless everybody. I know Pastor Dwayne and them are having a friends and family night at his ministry because you know I'd have been through him under the bus. Just wanted to say thank you to all of you for being here. Apostle Barbara, good evening. Can we talk Jesus?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We can talk Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How are you?
Yes, we can. I am blessed and highly favored. Man of God, I enjoyed you. How are you doing?
Oh, blessed.
Enjoy the
blessed.
Word.
Can't complain a bit. Can't complain a bit.
I'm on the other line. You know I'm on the other line.
Oh, you are.
My show is going on. Yeah. So I love y'all. Praise God. When she said, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. You had to dial one.
Oh, Jesus. Glory. Yeah. Hallelujah. I just had to say something. I love y'all. God bless
y'all.
Good night.
All right. All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Well, family, this has been awesome. We thank God for each and every one of you that had participated and those that are just in the background praying and thanking God for this opportunity here today to worship the Lord. Evangelist Charlene, is that you? Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor Eve. God bless you, man of God.
How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm thanking God for this message. I'm like, is there anything we need to add? You said it all.
Well, hey,
you know,
he rolled
wake
it.
Up in your mind, huh?
I said he rolled it out. Yes, he did.
Yeah, that wake up in your mind, that get up in your thinking and that moving in your purpose and just think about everything that you said. And what came to my mind is he must increase. I must decrease. You know, it's
John,
the more of Christ.
Yes.
It's the more of Jesus Christ to be made manifest in me
God.
As I die daily. You talked about dying daily to the self, dying daily to, you know, the heart that God said it must be a new heart. You know, he said, a new heart I'll give you. Take away the stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. It's that heart, he said, is desperately wicked, the word declares, who can know it? You know, that dying daily, it's a press. You know, we press toward a mark for the prize. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's like, Lord, I'm pressing for the more of you, the more of the mind of Christ, the more of the heart and the will of God, you know, and we haven't arrived. It's a constant. You know, you talk about the rebellion of the flesh against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh because, you know, God's word is alive and the entrance of his word brings life. It brings life. And when you're born again, you want that life. You're reaching for that. You're pressing through the old. You press it to the new. It's like, more of you, God, more of you. I'm reaching. I want more of what God wants already for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that it be a manifested work that's actually affecting and working in my life, not just words, not just being online talking about it, but not being a hearer only. You know, just it's just a conviction of that. And when I first heard your program about wake up, get up, moving your purpose, you know, some in my face was like, who are you talking to? But my spirit was like, yes. We have to,
yeah.
We have to wake up. Because you think about it, you wake up physically, but are you woke up spiritually? And then you get up physically, but have you gotten up spiritually? And then you move it physically, but have you moved spiritually? Have you said, Lord, show me what is your mind in this? What is your will in this? What is your way in this? Forgiving is not the way of the self of the flesh. It's the way, it's the will of God. It's from heaven down to earth. You know, when Jesus was preaching the kingdom of heaven, he was preaching something that was not of the world, of the worldly way, you know, of
That's
man's
right.
way.
Oh my God.
It was
yes.
it's God's will. It's God's heart. He said David was a man after his own heart. It's like, you know, who's going to speak for the Lord? Whatever the Lord's putting on your heart from his spirit, you know, it's his anointing that destroys the yoke. You know, the self is so used to its natural habitat, it doesn't really know the normal of heaven. God is trying to part heaven in earth. And I just thank God for what he's doing. And it's not just a play on words. It's just like, Lord, this is the ministry of reconciliation. And I looked
yes.
up while you was talking about it. I was looking up reconciliation. And just real quick, you know, it talks about reuniting, reunion, bringing together, fence mending, appeasement, resolution, and remedy. It's like bringing settlement and settling and bringing peace. And it's consistent. And the
yes.
thing of it is, it's not, you know, actions can lie. Words can lie. You know, I heard somebody say people can say the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. This is from the heart of God. So it's like,
yes.
Lord, you know, things in the world we have allowed to pacify us. Food, and there's a list. People can write on the list what they have used to settle their confusions in their heart and in their minds and in their thoughts. But they're not the kind of reconciliation God is talking about. Being reconciled right back to God. He said, we've overcome him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. When we testify, we're able, with the word of reconciliation, to testify of how God is reconciling us, or how, you know, I turn my back to the things that are of my past, you know,
oh,
and
my
how
God.
My heart has been turned. And it's like I resist to revert back to what was my normal. It was a sinful normal. It wasn't a sinful righteousness. So it's like it doesn't connect. So it's like, Lord, your righteousness is what Jesus had imputed in us when he went to Calvary for us. It's like,
Hallelujah.
That's what God is, that's the light bulb being turned on. That's the light. that's the rude awakening. That I want to walk in the light. My God, to be converted and transformed and changed, like you said, rearranged, or do I want to be stuck in reverse mode, my God, and be in the darkness? You know, it's no gray area. And the rebellion of the nature of Adam doesn't want to turn a change. That's the message of repent, turning around from something and turn it to God in the thinking, in the heart, in the motive, in the intention, not for any accolades, but it's like, Lord, I'm resisting what my old self says do and yielding and submitting to the heart of God. It's
oh
uncomfortable.
God.
It doesn't feel
Jesus.
Good, but it is a process. So the press is there. It's like, oh, and it's a vexation because the old is in the nature. It has to die out. It's a. You have to fast it. You have to repent. You have to continually say, God, not my will. And then what happens? I have to forgive from the heart, not just consciously said, okay, I'm over that. I'm out of that situation. But in the heart, in the affection, in the emotion, right where I felt it, God said, forgive right there. Hallelujah. And trust that he's going to bring
God.
Healing. So the ministry of reconciliation is not a play on words. He wants to reconcile and bring us restoration, and it's God's way. We can't fix it. We can't, you know, we can't fix ourselves. We can't save ourselves. We can't even deliver ourselves. It all has to be because of the anointing and the very power of God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, woman of God. You guys can listen to Minister Charlene this Thursday on Women Speak Now. Look, that fire is out there. Evangelist Minister Charlene. And she's going to share a lot of things about what God is doing in her life and some of the gifts. Hopefully we'll get to hear a couple of praise and worship songs. But, yeah, thank you. Anyway, We thank God for you, woman of God. We thank God for everybody that has contributed here tonight. And I pray that you leave this place different than you came. I decree, declare it over your life now that you won't be the same. If you change your thinking, you'll change everything else in your life. You'll feel better. You'll act better. You'll do better because it's no longer you doing, but the Christ that lives in you that's making it all come together. Thank you, family. You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.